Think about the last time you took an exam in a classroom. You were probably being monitored by a teacher sitting behind their desk, maybe getting up from time to time to pace around, hover over your shoulder. So how do you prevent cheating in the times we're now living in, with students taking exams from home? The World's Lydia Emanuelidou tells us how some schools are doing it.
Next week, under her webcam's watchful eye, Naomi DeLange will take her first final exam. She's a psychology student at Tilburg University in the Netherlands.
Taking an exam is in itself already a very nerve-wracking experience and very stressful for many. And now I have additional things to worry about.
She's nervous because while she's taking the exam, everything she's doing on her computer, everything going on in her room behind her, every sound she makes, even her eye movement will be tracked using software her school is making her and other students download on their computers. It's called Proctorio.
I believe Proctorio is a very invading software. It invades your privacy in a lot of ways.
Proctorio is a small Arizona-based company that's suddenly become really popular. Since the pandemic, it's been getting calls from university administrators all over the place, scrambling to figure out how to do test proctoring during a pandemic.
The largest growth we've seen is actually in Europe, taking almost entire countries using our software.
Mike Olson is Proctorio's founder and CEO, and here's how their software works. Students download Proctorio on their computer and give it access to their camera, their microphone, and computer screen. During the exam, the program is recording and analyzing everything happening on and behind the screen. Using artificial intelligence and facial recognition, it flags things that seem suspicious. So if a student opens a tab and does a Google search, flagged. If someone comes into the room and starts talking, flagged. If a student looks away from the screen for too long, also flagged. Olson says it's up to each school to decide what gets marked as suspicious.
They really configure what they're looking for, what they want to be notified for.
When the exam is over, Proctorio generates a report for the university.
What it's going to do is say, okay, at 5:30 in, someone else came in front of the camera. And it's going to show that report, and that faculty or that institution can then make a decision.
A decision about whether they think a student cheated. Olson says only the university has access to the recordings and the data that's collected. Proctorio is not the only company making remote exam monitoring software and reporting a spike in demand. There's ProctorU, Examity, Respondus, to name just a few. And as more universities sign up to use these services, students are pushing back, including Naomi DeLange at Tilburg.
A lot of people were just scared and angry, and I thought I need to make a change. So then I started a petition.
Thousands of people signed it. Students elsewhere, like at the Australian National University, also started similar petitions to get their schools to stop using remote proctoring software. One of DeLange's concerns is who has access to technology.
I've seen students that don't have any laptops at the moment or don't have a laptop with a webcam.
Some don't have reliable Wi-Fi or a room they can have exclusively to themselves during an exam. In the end, Tilburg University decided to move forward with Proctorio. We reached out to them for an interview, but they declined, saying it's a really busy time. Not all students at Tilburg will have to use the software. The ones that do, like DeLange, say they wish the school would offer alternatives.
But the university has mentioned that the only thing that's possible is to take the exam on a later date. You cannot call it an alternative.
Taking the exam later could mean delaying her degree. So next week, she'll do the test with Proctorio. She's trying not to worry too much about things that are out of her control that could get flagged and potentially land her a failing grade, like if her spotty Wi-Fi goes out. All she can really do is study for her tests, she says, and maybe practice keeping her gaze steady on the screen. For The World, I'm Lydia Emanuelidou.